Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like a very serious injury for Isaiah Pacheco. We know he left the game late after having a 90-plus yard performance. In the locker room at that point in time, we didn't know the full severity. Andy had said it was an ankle injury, but down there, it was clear it wasn't just something that's going to keep him out for a short period of time. He was extremely emotional in the locker room. He kind of had a towel over his face. You could tell he had been, you know, crying a little bit. Andy Reid, before going to the podium, was over there kind of embracing Pacheco. You also had, you know, the team trainer going over and telling some other players, and then they went over to Pacheco. That's when you know, that's a sign you know this is not just a two-week, three-week thing.
Yeah, sure.
And now
it's a serious injury.
We get more information from Ian Rappaport.
Isaiah Pacheco, sources say, fractured his fibula in yesterday's Chiefs win over the Cincinnati Bengals. This was kind of the fear leaving the stadium. He was in a walking boot. He was in crutches. Anytime they're going to take a look at the bone, usually that's not good. This is why. Initial test showed a fractured fibula. Now, my understanding is he's going to have more tests today to determine if there is associated damage. In other words, if there is damage to the ligaments, what needs to happen next and how long he is going to be out. But it is a fracture, and generally those are 4, 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. Don't be surprised if Isaiah Pacheco is placed on injured reserve. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, they do have some options at running back, some we saw on the field yesterday. They do also have Jerick McKinnon, who's played for them the last couple of years, who is a free agent. There are certainly some options, but they are 2-0, and they have now lost Hollywood Brown for the foreseeable future and Isaiah Pacheco to a fractured fibula.
That's what's, you know, I know we've looked at the wide receiver room, and we said when Hollywood Brown was out, we're like, hey, you know, they're going to be fine, and I do think they're going to be fine, but that means the wide receiver room, with the exception of Xavier Worthy, is not much different, honestly, than a year ago. I know Tony's not there, but otherwise now it's really like as far as available players. And then in the running back situation, Isaiah Pacheco has turned himself into, I'll call him a top 12 back.
Yeah.
I think he's like 12.
I honestly think it's probably more like 8 or 9, but that depends. Whatever.
Sure. Fine. I mean, top 8, top 12, either one.
No one's going to argue top 12.
Either way. And now we know the energy he brings to the team. He also had a really good game yesterday. They needed it. They should have run the ball even more, actually. We talked about it on Friday with Drew about the Bengals' rush defense, and it showed at times yesterday. This sucks, man. This really sucks to see for Isaiah Pacheco, because I don't think this is only a four-week thing. This seems like it's going to be long-term, and maybe late in the year he's back, but that's about it. And so the question, of course, is what do you do from here? We know in terms of who's actually on the roster – available for next week,
Carson Steele.
Yeah. And Samaje Perine. And then Prince on the practice squad. That's who's
available. He's not even on the Chiefs practice squad right now. He'd have to go get picked up off of somebody else's practice squad.
I believe that's right. And so Clyde is on the NFI list. He's not eligible to come off till week 5. We all know the background there. Who knows if he's available in week 5? Who knows if he's available throughout the season? So they're for this particular week, I think going to the Falcons game on Sunday night, I mean, it's going to be Carson Steele and Samaje Perine.
I don't think that they have much of a choice. First, I do feel terrible for Pacheco. This is unfortunately the life of an NFL running back, because it stinks. You could be one of the best backs in the league, which he was, on one of the best offenses in the league, which he's certainly been a part of. You can have a great game. And because you play a physical position where 78 people are always trying to tackle you, you're always one half step away from a devastating injury. Look at Christian McCaffrey, already hurt. Had a great year, right? Healthy the whole time. Hurt. Right? Saquon Barkley's missed multiple years.
Yeah, McCaffrey's an offseason thing. Had nothing to do with playing. He didn't even play at all this year yet.
Sure, but offseason thing because of how much weight is on his legs during different times. It doesn't matter. Achilles tendonitis builds up over time because he's a running back and because he's missed other seasons. And so Saquon Barkley, lots of great backs miss seasons. The question whether or not he can bounce back from this is very serious. I'll tell you my plan. My plan at running back would be relatively simple. I would, for the next 2 weeks, against the Atlanta Falcons and the Los Angeles Chargers, I think, of the next two, I would start Carson Steele, and Samaje Perine would be my third down back, which he has primarily been anyway. He had the most snaps at third down yesterday anyway, even with Isaiah Pacheco having a good game. And I do that for 2 weeks. And during those 2 weeks, I try to get a sense of where Clyde is. I try to get a sense on if he feels comfortable, is comfortable, thinks he'll be more available to the team the rest of the season while he continues to recover from PTSD symptoms. And if he is, that would be my plan. It would be Carson Steele and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Samaje Perine for the rest of the 2024 season. If Clyde is not available or the team does not feel that he can be counted on, well, then I think you got to start looking at practice squad players. I think you have to start looking at, I don't know, the aging ass bodies on like other NFL rosters that are floating around there, like, you know, how the Cowboys signed Ezekiel Elliott. And you got to start looking that route instead.
So your plan for the next couple weeks, I think that's like kind of their only option for the time being, which is roll with Steele and Perine and then see in week five when Clyde's eligible even to come off the NFI list and if he's available there. I mean, I think that is their only option for the short term. And then we've seen in the regular season, there usually is a team. Last year, there was it was Cam Akers, I think it was, for the Rams, and then ultimately he's now on the Texans. But there's usually a back that some younger player has, you know, taken his job basically midseason. Yep. That's either available for a late round pick or somebody just flat out cuts somebody. I think that's the type of move. Yeah, McKinnon's out there. I mean, my thing with the free agent options out there is always they're free agents for a reason too at this point. I mean, hell, Dalvin Cook got signed before some of these other guys. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So
Ezekiel is pretty much a starter in Dallas somehow.
He is. Yeah. Melvin Gordon is out there. Kareem Hunt is out there. That's the name that I've seen on the text line. I saw it on Twitter. I understand why his name comes to the forefront of this conversation. Let me just point out, he's 29 years old now. This is not Kareem Hunt from 2017.
Which might as well be 61 at running back.
He's 29. He's coming off a season in which he had his lowest yards per carry in his career, 3 yards per carry. Now, he did have 9 touchdowns for the Browns a year ago, but he's also a free agent. And I remind myself anytime we have these conversations, like, hey, no other team wanted to sign him. So
sure.
I also think the background on that, we all are well aware of the history there. The owner of this team back then
buried him.
We can play the audio again from 2019, 18, whatever that was. I don't believe that is a door they are willing to open again.
So there's I kick the tires on it. And, you know, we've been doing the show for 5 years. People brought his name up a million times. Have I ever once tell you that I'd even kick the tires on it? No, I've been a flat no. Across the board, your point is valid on the fact that nobody wants to sign him, but that's the whole problem with who you'd be going after anyway. Derek Prince is technically signed, but Kareem Hunt wasn't going to sign to be on the Miami Dolphins practice squad, because if he was, maybe he'd be there instead. And so the running backs you would be targeting off of other teams aren't really on teams either, right? They're free agent running backs or they're guys on practice squads.
Yeah, but they don't have
easily obtain.
They don't have the baggage of a guy that you kicked off your team for lying to the owner in the front office and the head coach.
The one thing I'll say is the reason,
not to mention the video of kicking somebody.
Oh, it's all that's bad. And now obviously he's been in the league, so people have not let it go. But like, they're willing to put him on their team for that. It's different because it's the Chiefs. I understand. But I'll say even 3 years ago when his name was getting brought up by Chiefs fans, or 2 years ago when his name was getting brought up by Chiefs fans, they can kind of absorb anything they want right now. They are effectively bulletproof. Like whether, and I don't know that they should think about their HR policy that way or the public thought or good of their team that way. But I'm just telling you right now, when you were the back-to-back Super Bowl champions and you got the good old boy Patrick Mahomes leading the way, you can absorb almost any PR hit. So like the PR thing should be the least of your concerns at the moment, having to have Clark Hunt go back, because that's as simple as quote as Andy being like, people should have a chance to grow, and I believe in second chances, and that was a million years ago, and we welcome Kareem Hunt with open arms. My bigger concern is he just flat out washed? He averaged 3 yards a carry last year, and he's a damn near 30-year-old running back. Those aren't the guys I am actively trying to sign very often, just because I borderline would almost rather just find a 23-year-old on a practice squad, because running backs can be found anywhere. For all I know, Carson Steele's got it. He had a couple of nice runs. Fumble hurt. Fumble didn't make me feel good. Kareem Hunt also fumbled on his first snap before having a productive few years in Kansas City before he got released. So, whatever.
Yeah, the one thing that you have with Andy Reid and this front office and this coaching staff, they have multiple times, whether we're talking the offensive line, which plays a role in this, of course, as well, they have shown they've been able to find talent, undrafted guys, late round picks, And in this case, we're probably talking about finding undrafted guys or somebody that is a veteran free agent that's out there, if, in fact, that's the path they go down, and finding success. I mean, whether it's their run scheme, whether it's just how they go about their business in evaluating talent. Isaiah Pacheco, nobody thought he was going to be a top 12 back in the NFL when they drafted him in the seventh round.
Nope.
And here we are. Now it's unfortunately that he got hurt. We know that Damian Williams was the running back for this team when they won the first Super Bowl part of this dynasty. Damian Williams wasn't somebody that everybody thought
highly of. He had 500 yards rushing that year.
Yeah. I mean, so this regime has shown that they can make this work. I don't think anybody should be panicking. I think it's something to watch over the next 2 weeks. A lot of it's going to be dictated on what does Carson Steele look like? Let's just be honest. Because Samaje Perine is not really like, he's not someone you're handing the ball off to a ton. He is what McKinnon kind of was. And so for those that want them to bring back McKinnon, I guess, but I think Perine kind of fills that void already. Perine is more of the receiving back. He had the fourth most receiving yards of any running back a year ago.
McKinnon's
in the
not
NFL.
An every down back, which is what they actually
Yeah.
do. Kareem Hunt's a better fit schematically
Correct.
Than Jerick McKinnon.
Right.
And they're both not signed if you're just saying they're like, they're on the street, nobody wants them department.
If they had not already brought Perine to the organization and then this happened, then I think the McKinnon thing would make more sense. But I don't believe that. Whereas, you know, Carson Steele, let's see what he can do for a week or so and give him an opportunity. He doesn't strike me as someone that is going to make it through a full season, though, if he's getting 90% of your touches as far as out of the backfield. So at some point, I think they will have to have another answer. And maybe we get surprising news later today. Andy's going to speak exclusively here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan at noon. Maybe we'll find out that it's not going to be 12 weeks and it's going to be 8 weeks. I don't know, but I think he should be prepared that this could be a 12-week injury for Pacheco.